Okay, I have some stupid echo happening right now. I can't be fucked to find out why. I put up an AMA questionnaire like when I hit 100 followers, but now I'm at 222, 223. So I figure I should actually record it and post it. So here we are. Hi. This is my like regular speaking voice. Crazy. Because I feel like y'all don't get to hear that ever because I don't use it when I'm recording. But let me get to these questions. Okay, I'm just gonna like start at the first one that are asked. First of all, thanks for the congrats. I appreciate it. So the question is, how do you get in the zone in terms of when it comes to doing audios? Honestly, since all the audios I've recorded so far have been FDOM, I kind of have to like put myself in that space because I am a bottom bitch. For any of you who know me, I am super sub in real life. Or anyone who's talked to me actually as a person, you know that. So I kind of have to like get into that mindset and I listen to music sometimes or I try to put myself in that scenario. Yeah. Hello, Miss Koala. Hi. That's so cute. Thank you again. Do you have any future plans for your audios? And also, what is your favorite movie? Okay, do I have future plans for my audios? Yes. I have started a few series that are like written scripts that I'm gonna finish within the next month and a half before the end of the year. And then I started my FRF series that I wasn't planning on making a series, but kind of just happened. And I have lots of plans for that. That one's 100% improv, so I pretty much whenever I'm in the mood and I feel really cute and like girl of an experiency, and just want to give some like lady love, I'll record that one. I'm not sure how long that's gonna go. I want it to go for a pretty long time though. It's something I plan to clean up and make safe for work eventually. What is my favorite movie? My favorite movie. Oh wait, I have one other plan, called GWU. And I'm trying to collab with like a bunch of people to like make it a thing. So look in the future for that tag, GWU. I think it's going to be very fun. What is my favorite movie? My favorite movie is Hercules, like the animated one. I absolutely adore it. Okay, I have some questions from Bo. Okay, so what is my favorite fiction and nonfiction book? I have my favorite book in front of me because I've read it multiple times, and it is by Jacqueline Carey. It's actually a series because I like things that run a long time. This book has a grand total of 912 pages, so it's quite hefty, and it's called Kushiel's Legacy by Jacqueline Carey. And I feel like if you listen to any of my audios, you would actually like this book because it would be right up your alley. Lots of kink, lots of BDSM, with a lot of fantasy too. So, all that stuff I like. Nonfiction book. Actually, I have a very large Francois Nares book, and it's a photo book, and it's my one of my favorites. It's just photos, but I don't like reading real things unless it's like I'm researching something because they make me kind of sad. Real life kind of blows sometimes. So if I'm reading something, I want it to not be real so I don't have to think about anything. My favorite movie genre, maybe like romantic comedy or musical. Yeah. Anything animated, definitely. Favorite tropes. Ooh. Enemies to lovers. Enemies to lovers, fake relationships, and yeah. Definitely those two are my favorite, or Magic Made Them Do It, Sex Pollen. That one's always good. Always a good time. I'm actually, you know what, I need to make an audio like that because yes. What's a piece of trash slash campy media that you love and enjoy unashamedly? Teen Wolf. Let me tell you, Teen Wolf is trash. It's not that great. The first three seasons can be argued for, but everything after that was garbage. Jeff Davies, you know what you did. And I can't get over it. It's great. 10 out of 10 would recommend to everyone because it's just favorite and least favorite tea. I am not a big fan of white teas. I find them very delicate, hard to burn, sorry, very easy to burn, and they generally just aren't my flavor profile. I do love a herbal mate. I said that really weird, but yeah, whatever. I like those. I run exclusively off of caffeine and spite, so heavily caffeinated teas are my favorite. But if I had to go with a brand and favorite tea, it's a toss-up. They're both from David's Tea, which I know is going out of business probably. RIP. Mighty Aphrodite, because if you have any sort of menstrual cramping, it is a life saver, especially if you're like me and you can't take medication. And also, Honey Lullaby. It's a chamomile and honey, and I believe it has valerian root in it, and it puts me out, and I love that. What accent makes me weak? I love Southern accents. Oh my God. I do like certain British accents or like English accents, but like very particular ones. But like, there's something about a Southern accent, just yeah. What's my battle songs? Okay, battle songs. So songs that make me like want to fight, or songs that just make me feel like bad bitch. Because if we're talking about songs that make me feel like a bad bitch, anything from PB Cocaine makes me feel some type of way. You know, I just feel like I can do fucking anything. Hey, little shorty, come here. I'm trying to blow your back out. Walking funny for the year. It's 10 out of 10. Okay. More questions. I have a few. I have like 17 more. I can do math. What are my top three husbandos or waifus? Okay, so this is like, let's go into nerd territory. Tsukishima K from Haikyuu is my number one right now. I'm also gonna put in a big love for Jail from Plunderer, and I feel like he's super underrated. And then I would have to say, ooh, this one's kind of hard. You know what? No. Obi from Fire Force? Sir. Who drew you like that and for what? Top three waifus. Okay, this one's easy. This one's easy because, as you guys know, I'm a cosplayer and I cosplay my waifus. Because, like, if you don't turn yourself on, right? So, Mirko from Boku no Hero, and Princess Ibana from Fire Force. And this is gonna be like a throwback, but you know, Launch from Dragon Ball, but like not blue-haired Launch, like angry. I'm a fuck you and take your money, blonde Launch. Like, why is she just, you know what? You know what? And bonus, Shigo from Kim Possible. Technically not anime, so I can add her to the list and not feel bad about it. Okay, what songs are in my heavy rotation for me right now? I mentioned earlier I like Southern accents. I am also a little bit of a country rat. So songs that are currently in my rotation, and like I'm not this sad usually, but If It Makes You Happy by Sheryl Crow, Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton, and Sweetheart by Thomas Rhett, and then bonus. Throwback is Love Me Dead is a constant, like, I don't even care what playlist I'm listening for that day. I was like, I need to listen to this song today. What other countries do you want to travel to or travel to again? I want to travel to the UK again. I love it there a lot, and I feel like I didn't get enough time to explore because last time I traveled there, I swear I traveled with work. So I was working the whole time. So I got a decent amount of free time, but I would love to get free time where I wasn't have to be stationed in one space. I would love to be able to actually like explore a little bit more. And then I would love to go to Japan. A few of my friends live there like permanently, so I'd like to visit them and like see the sights and yeah. And then the Netherlands. I have a lot of places I want to travel. My guilty pleasure. I don't have a guilty pleasure. I just like don't feel guilt about a lot of things. But I guess I would say my guilty pleasure is tattoos. I'm covered right now and I get like spur of the moment ones. I went in for one last week and end up with two. So I guess that's like my guilty pleasure. Do I have any pets? I have no pets. I would love a dog though eventually. And rhetorical question, does Noragami deserve a third season? The answer is put here yes. I'm gonna be honest, I haven't seen it. My bad. Should I watch it? Like, is that a thing I should do? Okay. Okay, so these signs are from cats. The one I believe the most on GWA for sure, because she's a fantastic writer. So I'm forcing her to get verified, okay? How does it feel being fucking awesome? I'm not that awesome, but thank you. How does it feel for you to be fucking awesome? I did answer my movie somewhere in this thing because I messed up the order after I edited. Or like I know I'm recording this after and I don't know where I'm gonna put this in. But it's Hercules again. Spirit animal, if you had one, if this isn't koala, if it isn't a koala, it's like I would, it's not. I would say, if okay, so you know, specifically, a female hyena. That would be my spirit animal. If you Google what like a female hyena and all their like traits and stuff, you can laugh with me on that answer. What's a really useless skill or slash talent that you have? Okay, so I can escape handcuffs. I've never been arrested, so it's very useless, but I guess it's good for like when I'm speeding, but like I prefer ropes, so if I could brag about one thing forever, what would it be? I got to cook in the Food Network test kitchen, and I think that's my biggest flex to date. Yeah, it's I dream about that kitchen to this day, and it's been years since I got to do that. What phrase do you want to make happen? Okay, what phrase do I want to make happen? I want WAA to become a tag on GWA, okay? WAA. I want wet ass audio to be a tag because I would like to very easily search to get that WAP, you know. So yeah. Last but not least, also hi, I love you. Hi, I love you too. Oh. Next questions. All right, we have some more. Oh, congratulations. Thanks, Rosie. What is your favorite cosplay that you've done and that I've seen? Okay, so my favorite cosplay that I've done is probably Nidalee from League of Legends. And my favorite cosplay that I've seen, I saw an amazing, amazing Blue Eyes White Dragon at a convention a few years ago. And I think about it, just like how much technical work and foam and like so much time put into it. I think about it a lot. What is my party trick? I don't have a party trick unless you call the Irish goodbye a party trick, because one minute you'll see me and the next minute I'm suddenly at home in my bed with McDonald's fries because I was never at that How did I get into making audios? I used to radio DJ for a radio station called Maple Dash Radio. This was years and years ago, and it was an online radio station. And if you know about it, congrats for being a fucking nerd, I guess. And then more recently, I was listening to audios like beginning of quarantine, and I was talking to some friends, and they're like, "Wow, you really sound like this VA." And I was like, "Okay, do I though?" And they were like, "Do a line for me." And I was like, "Sure." And then I started that way. And then I came here like early September-ish. I was just bored with my previous creative outlet. And I wanted to do something new, so I decided to actually like put some work into this stuff. And yeah, I got to meet a whole bunch of really cool people. How did I find GWA? I found GWA through a friend. We were just like, we share audios in like a Discord server, and they were like, "Hey, listen to this person." And I was like, "Okay." And then I like listened once, and then I was like, "Okay, let me join Reddit for the first time in my life." And I was sucked in, and then I made my verification like very, very soon after. And yeah, that's how I found GWA. And then I listened to a bunch of nerdy shit and saw some scripts that were screamed at me that I needed to fill them. And then yeah, here I am. If I had to live in one movie world, which would it be? Okay. I want to live in Practical Magic. It's an older movie. It's fantastic. I highly recommend it. I love that the magic is just so. It's just that movie's great. I would love to live that in a place where magic exists, but it's not. It's not just like everywhere. It's just like in everyday things. And yeah, I'm gonna stop gushing about that movie now. It's kind of embarrassing. You are now the mayor of something. It could be in the real world, a fictitious world, maybe another planet. What is it? I am the mayor of Laughtail. If you know where that is, yet again, congratulations. You're a fucking weeb. no, I would probably be the male. Oh, not the male. I even do this in real life. The mayor of typos and not correcting them. If I'm ever typing in a full sentence, just know that I am at a keyboard fully seated and I am trying really hard. Because if I have my phone, there is no way you're deciphering what I'm typing. I didn't submit my troll question because I love you. I love you too, but like, I would love to know your troll question. Okay, I have some more. My favorite. Congratulations, I'm so excited for you. Thanks, I'm excited for me too. My favorite lipstick color. I love a nude lip. I am a lash wearing, full makeup wearing individual at almost at all times. And I love a nude lip with a lot of lip gloss. My favorite book. This was answered, so I'm not gonna re-answer it. What got me into VA? This was also answered. Yeah. Why are you so cool and can you teach me your ways? I'm not cool. I'm literally the biggest nerd you're ever probably gonna find. And not a question, I just think you're awesome. I think you're awesome. Oh, guys, this love is too much for me. My heart hurts. This is from Angel or Angle. The first question I definitely answered, it's the recording question. And what's my favorite quote? Okay, I have two. They're tattooed on my body, so I know they're my favorite. They're also from my favorite book, so look at that. One is, "All knowledge is worth having." And I just believe that it's better to know something than to not know. Whether it's good or bad, you can make an informed decision if you actually are aware of it. And the other one is Love As Thou Wilt. And it's kind of like a double meaning. It means love as you want, but continue to love as you die or as things wither away. There's something to love about loss. And yeah. What are my pet peeves? I dislike ignorance. And unfortunately, this is a very hard pet peeve to get around because people don't know everything. You know, I don't know everything. But certain things really irritate me when it should be obvious, especially if it's your job. I don't know. That makes me sound like a shitty person. Whatever, I'm owning it. I'm a shitty person. Ignorance pisses me off. If you have the ability to find out an answer, you should ask or find out an answer. Don't just believe you know what's right all the time. this question. kill, marry, fuck, Tom, Eli, Cal. This is aggressive. I don't know, like, I feel like I'll get ostracized if I answer this question. I'm gonna marry Tom because he's older and I'm older-ish. So, yeah. I am going to. I can't answer this question. No, I'm not answering it. Bye. Thanks, though. and then. How many tattoos or piercings do you have? Okay, so I have a total of 16 piercings. I only currently wear five of them. And tattoos, I'm currently sitting at 19, I believe. 18, 19. Somewhere in that wheelhouse is where I'm sitting for tattoos, but I will be getting a lot more. Yeah, for sure. Congratulations, Co. Thanks, Whore Ramblings. I love your name, by the way. Okay, let me like. I feel like this is you don't come here for this voice, so let's slip down a little bit. What is your favorite alcohol beverage? I love gin. I love gin so much. It's not. I don't keep it in my house. So if we're talking about what I drink or like what you, if any of you have me on any Discords and what I say when I'm usually under the influence, it's most likely wine. Usually the white variety. How would I describe my fashion sense? I would describe my fashion sense as athleisure, but make it slutty. yeah, athleisure, but make it slutty. I wear crop tops as a, I like think everyone has the right to, and I think specifically me. And I love yoga pants, so yeah. what is my favorite type of audio to make? I really, really love shitposts now, and I'm sorry about it because I don't know. I'm sorry about it, but I do like shitposts. But if I had to say, my favorite type of audios are ones that push me out of my comfort zone a little bit, which I guess is why I do FDOM so much, is because it doesn't make me like I'm not comfortable doing it. But it makes me try a little bit harder. But I'm definitely looking to do like more acting type scripts, like things that have maybe more build up or more serial length stuff. I've been doing some lately and I have had a lot of fun with them. So, yeah. Out of all the audios I created, which is my favorite? I'm gonna answer this in three separate parts. My favorite F4M is the Succubus one I recently did. My favorite F4F is going to probably be the series I'm working on and when that's done. But as of right now, my favorite F4F is Making Up for Lost Time. Just because it's actually like just me being me and how I would react in that situation, because I do makeup. Yeah. My doorbell's ringing, so I'm gonna pause. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. It was actually a cord for my mic because I like folded mine, so it's really inconsistent right now. Okay, let's get back to the questions. Where were we? I just talked about which audios are my favorite that I've made. Yes. Next question is, what have you discovered about yourself this year? I wouldn't say it's something I discovered, but something that was just kind of solidified. I know a lot of people had a lot of trouble with quarantine, and I understand and I empathize. Being alone is not easy. what I've solidified about myself is I am very content with my own peace, and I don't need to be surrounded by people in order to feel accomplished. I'm definitely an introvert. Let's just put it that way. I am, no one asked, but I'm an INTJ, and I do enjoy my alone time a little bit. Okay, what skill or talent do you wish you had? I wish I could sing better. I like can carry a tune on a good day, but I don't have the vocal chops that I wish I did. And I know a lot of it is just like lack of practice and proper training, but yeah, I wish I had that skill. Are you right or left-handed? I am right-handed, and very much so. My left hand is pretty much useless and only used to stabilize things. Do you have a list of people to you listen to on GWA? I absolutely do. You know what, let me tell you, my list, it's not that long, but I feel like, yeah, okay, so let's start from the bottom and work our way up. Not like the bottom of like who I listen to the least. I actually would say I listen to them quite a fair bit, but like from Z. So Zero Omega 2100, because I love Amon Boys. Tom Banter, This Guy Eli, The Huntsman 1880. Seek the Dust, Rum and Coke, Rogue Bunny, Quinn Marlowe Audio, Phoenix, Dragonfly, Professor Cal, Not Tofu, Not Homo's Thinks, Low_Growl, which like Safer Work Audios, thank you so much, they're so nice. Kente, Cloth Tiger, Girl in Dungarees, Gascon Rogue, oh my god, there's so many, Different_Grapefruit, Forest Center, Comfortable Creature, Beth Spitz, Oral Candy, y'all, Queen of FRF, like, just, yeah, and then a bunch of new, Nick Snow, Ace of Spades. I listen to, like, a lot of smaller people because like I do like really like niche stuff. I prefer monsters and mythology based audios, so that's, yeah, that was a lot. You can, yeah, anyways, next. What's your favorite song at the moment? Okay, I feel like I kind of answered this, but also maybe not. Let's like roll into my Spotify real quick and see what my current top played song is. I don't even really know how to do this. I'm kind of dumb. I'm blonde, so all the bleach goes to my head. I don't know. I don't have one. I'm still gonna say Love Me Dead. Or Kremlin Dust from Utada Hikaru is probably like up there. Or Seeing Red by Unwritten Law is And I've recently gotten back into Gregory and the Hawk. If you listen to my audios, you can definitely hear some of that in the background. Okay, and last question is, who out of everyone makes you laugh the most? That is such a great question. I find so many people amusing, especially all the new friends I made since joining GWA. But probably my family. We are a family of people who like to roast each other, all with love, and they're really funny. They're really, really funny. So yeah. That's it. I think I'm at like 20 minutes. So if you made it all this way, thank you. If you follow me, thank you. I wasn't expecting to get like even 50 people to follow me, but 200, that's cool. If you did make it this far, I like leave a comment or something. I want to say hi to you. I try to reply to everything, so. Mwah. Bye.